www.facebook.com/Radio Christian Voice. Radio Christian Voice. Get connected.
The National Pension Scheme Authority turned 25. A celebration of social security and big wins. Join the fun by simply updating your NAPSA details and stand a chance to win a fully serviced plot. For more information, visit www.napsa.co.zm or NAPSA Facebook page at Your NAPSA. Be smart. Secure your future.
Christian Voice News, your global link.
Seventy new constituencies to be created in delimitation report. Government completes 11.3 billion kwacha payments to farmers. And Nigerian President Tinubu deploys army following Kwara State massacre. Good evening. With the main news, I am Christabel Kamono. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ICZ, has announced that 70 new constituencies will be created following the ongoing delimitation exercise, bringing the total number of constituencies in the country from 156 to 226. ICZ Chairperson Mangala Zolomis has clarified that the delimitation process only applies to constituencies and not wards. Speaking when she delivered the delimitation report to stakeholders in Lusaka today, Ms. Zolomis emphasized that the country will remain with 1,580 wards, which will not be altered but will instead be regrouped under the newly created constituencies. The delimitation exercise is strictly for constituencies. No new wards will be created and existing wards will remain intact, said Ms. Zolomis. She explained that the creation of the additional constituencies is based on factors such as population growth, habitation patterns, and geographical considerations. Ms. Zolomis further disclosed that ICZ will begin district-level public consultation from February 16 to February 20, during which members of the public are expected to make submissions on how they would like constituencies to be delimited. At the provincial level, the public engagement process will run from February 23rd to March 16. Ms. Zolomis said that the final list of the 70 new constituencies will be published in the Government Gazette and the changes will take effect after the dissolution of Parliament in May. She reiterated that the Commission remains committed to conducting the delimitation exercise in a transparent and consultative manner in line with constitutional provisions. Meanwhile, the Commission has clarified that there will be no by-election for the Mpika Town Council chairperson following the vacancy. ICZ Chairperson Mangala Zolomis says the Constitution is clear that a by-election cannot be held within 6 months before a general election. Speaking during a press briefing in Lusaka today, Ms. Zolomis stated that the people of Mpika will elect their new town council chairperson during the 2026 general elections. Ms. Zolomis added that ICZ remains committed to upholding the Constitution and ensuring that all electoral processes are conducted in accordance with the law. The government says it has fully paid farmers who supplied maize to the Food Reserve Agency FRA during the 2025 crop marketing season, dispersing more than 11.3 billion kwacha to banks for onward payment. Minister of Agriculture Mutola Piri says the FRA had initially planned to buy 543,000 metric tons of maize at a cost of 3.69 billion kwacha. However, strong farmer response and bumper harvest led government to extend purchases to ensure farmers received fair prices and that the grain was secured. Presenting a ministerial statement to the National Assembly today, Mr. Perry says, by the close of the season, a total of 1,667,921.15 metric tons of maize, valued at 11.31 billion kwacha, had been supplied to the Food Reserve Agency by 846,655 farmers countrywide, representing a 307% increase over the original target. As of 15th January 2026, government had disbursed more than 11.3 billion kwacha to the banks for farmer payments, leaving no balance outstanding, said Mr. Perry. He said on surplus management, Zambia recorded an exportable maize surplus of 501,621 metric tons from the 2024-2025 farming season, and that by 31st December 2025, total exports had reached 202,876 metric tons, comprising both private sector and FRA exports, leaving 298,745 metric tons still available for export. Mr. Perry said government is actively securing export markets to offload surplus stocks and support FRA's financial obligations ahead of the next marketing season, and further reviewed that Zambia has signed a government-to-government agreement with Malawi to export 200,000 metric tons of maize grain with 37,143.17 metric tons already delivered as of 2nd February 2026.
During the 2025 crop marketing season, the FRA had planned to purchase 543,000 metric tons of maize at a total cost of 3.7 billion, to be exact, 3,692,400,000. However, government encouraged our farmers to produce more, and they responded to the call. Therefore,
Economic Front Party President Winter Kabemba has emphasized the need for citizens to be economically empowered and literate if democracy is to thrive in the country. Mr. Kabemba says it is flawless to believe that democracy can function effectively in an environment where the majority of citizens live in poverty and lack basic education. Speaking when he featured on Radio Christian Voice chatback program in the Saturday, Mr. Kabemba stated that an empowered and literate society is more likely to make decisions based on merit rather than what he described as belly politics. Poverty and illiteracy have been major challenges, not only in Zambia but Africa, and there is need to deliberately address them, said Mr. Kabemba. He noted that as long as the country continues to have a largely poor and illiterate population, the caliber of leadership will remain unchanged and democracy will continue to perform at an average level. Mr. Kabemba cited examples from Western countries where empowered and literate citizens are able to challenge ideologies and policies as opposed to being swayed by handouts and unrealistic campaign promises. In African news, Nigeria's President Bola Tinubu has deployed an army battalion to Kwara State after gunmen killed as many as 162 people in one of the country's deadliest attacks in recent months. The assault targeted Woro village late Tuesday, just days after the military launched operations in the area against suspected terrorist groups. A gunman stormed the community in the evening, burning shops and the traditional ruler's palace as residents fled into nearby bushes. Casualty figures remain unclear, with officials giving conflicting tolls. Local authorities say the number of the dead has continued to rise as search teams recover more bodies in surrounding areas. Coming up shortly, at least 18 die in Rathore mine blast in India. This and for more, stay tuned.
HIV HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional,